beautiful ladies were beaten. They have become
clothes become dirty.
Dirty.
They become skinny.
No dress, no garment, so much well, like poor ladies.
Instead beggar.
Then Krishna went there and told that, oh, you should give me your all addresses. Quickly, by Garuda, I will send, I will take you to your husbands, your father, mother, brother, and I will give you to them. They began to weigh Krishna. Oh, we don't want now to go anywhere. We have surrendered yourself. We want to be your dasi, your maid servant. You can use me as your
sweeper, cleaner,
your queen's
servants.
We will clean your houses, your palace. We will do any seva you, service you will take. But don't take me to your father. Our fathers will not accept us. My brothers, my father, mother, my husband, they will never accept them because we have lose our time. Because he has kidnapped.
Never.
In India it is so very hard. So they told to Krishna, oh, then your father, mother, and anyone will not accept you? Oh, you want to surrender me? Oh, then I have accepted you. Not like servant, like queen I will take you. And he took all on the back of Garuda to Dwarka and he married in 16,000 of palaces, each in
separate
place. And he get all the facilities like him. So how he is? So if anyone wants to be a queen of Krishna, wife of Krishna, oh, he will accept. But more than that, if anyone wants, in the guidance of Prabhu Goswami, by Raganuga Bhakti, oh, we want to serve your most beloved Radhika. It is very rare. Krishna cannot give anyone. But even if anyone has this greed that Krishna is so beautiful, he is so merciful, and he is full of all the qualities, oh, I want to make him my beloved. This greed, but from where it will come? By hearing from high class of devotees. Like Rukmini heard from Narada. You know? All the gopis, those who are not Nitya Siddha, like all the rishis in Dandakaranya, there were more than 80,000. They have a greed, Upanishad, month, they have greed. Hearing the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Rash Leela, and they made Krishna that, oh, to make Krishna beloved, the servant of Radhika, this greed comes, and then a process comes. So this is the highest thing. If anyone has a greed like this, he is qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. No qualification is needed. In lakhs and lakhs, but he may do Vaidhi Bhakti, but he is not qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. But a person who has real this greed to serve Krishna in this way, to serve gopis, oh, he is qualified for. Fortunate. As a magnet, Mahaprabhu, this land has attracted you. I know that something is in your heart. So by hearing all these things, you must have a greed and then be qualified for Raganuga. No heart. You have some potency in your heart for this. So go on doing. Whether you are married life or in renounce, no harm. From there you can do. So, then Mahaprabhu told, oh, it is sarva-sadhya-sar, but go on. Go on more to me. Then, what? Prabhu kahe iho hai, agi kohar, raya kahe dasya prem, sarva-sadhya-sar. Or then he can say, dasya mode now. If a grid is like that, or you can come to Braja. And you can endure your all things for that thing. If greed is there, and after greed you should follow Rupa Goswami. Any kirtan? Oh. Can you? Are you tired?
Harmonium.
Oh, harmonium where?
Here.
Oh, you should give it.
Where? Hmm.
Very good song.
He was tired, but sing you turn and go away.
Mike. Oh, I think that this would be ready.
For them. So Sagar and Kedar are going to sing a song first.
What? Tell the gist of all my classes in short form. And these teachings are from Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Chaitamrita, from our Goswami. First thing is that there are so many goals, there are so many
object
and aim and object and goal of our life. But we see from Shastra, though there are so many goals, like, oh, without money we cannot be happy. So money is essential than anything. So then a process will come, how to make money. Anyone if knows that, oh, one day we will have to be old, and so old that we cannot digest anything, and at last we'll have to give up everything what we have collected this in this world. So why should we collect all these things, and why we should struggle for making money? Money will also be here. Money cannot help us that we can be happy. So what is the need? Then object will be something more. So many things that, oh, world is like dream, illusory. So why we should do anything for this? We are Brahma, and our goal is that mukti, liberation. So giving up all karmas and everything, its fruits also, kicking. Always aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, sarvam kalvidam brahma, like this. But this idea is bogus. No happiness in this. Then we can make our goal that, oh, transcendental place, transcendental life in Vaikuntha. But there is some limit of happiness. Not full. Then comes Ayodhya, then Dwarka, and even not Dwarka, more than this, we come to Braja, and there, oh, Dasaras is so supreme. More than that, Sakharas, more happiness. person make an or make their goal of life up to Braja, but like Dasharas, some Sakharas, and some like Yasoda Vatsalyaras. So many. Even so many are there, they were attracted when Krishna was playing on the branches of trees. At branches, Krishna used to embrace when going up. So why not this thing? They wanted to be a tree in Vrindavan. Sometimes, Krishna is playing in Govardhan, in so many ways, on these groves, on the caves. I should be in a mountain and serve Krishna. So they become like mountain. More than that, the love and affection in gopis are highest. Mahaprabhu told, among them, Srimati Radhika, love and affection is so high. Then it will may come a question, anything more? Oh, something is more. But in this world there are now none to ask this question. Very private, very
secret.
And what is that? Gopik Prem is divided into two sections. Sambhog Ichamai and then Tattabhav Ichha. Likewise the Abhishakha, we will serve conjugal. And somehow like that, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. They don't want to serve direct Krishna. Never. If Krishna calls them even, but they don't like this. They want to serve like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari and all. For jivas, for souls, this is the highest object. No another object. So this is the highest object of any conditioned soul. You can select among all these ends and objects and fix in this world when you are as a devotee that what should be my aim and object of my life. And then a question will come, what is process for this? Indraya Ramananda Pakhan. In Rupa Goswami, in Sanatana Goswami dialogues, we see that. Only there is way to have the mood of gopis and to follow the gopis. There is no way other. So those who are lucky, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam 10 canto, by hearing the books of Goswami, especially Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunath and all, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhagavan Thakur, all by reading, a greed may come. Those who are fortunate, they will have that greed. Other cannot. By reading Chaitanya Charitamrita from a bona fide Rasik Vaishnava, surely that greed may come. Whether you are not qualified, you have no quality, but even by hearing, it may come. So this is the highest aim and object, and this is the process. But we should try to come down. And what is that? If you want to love and affection of Krishna and conjugal serving, or try to begin from very lower stage, And that is what? Instructions of Rupa Goswami. Without following the instructions of Rupa Goswami, you cannot be a pure devotee. Always remember this. Not only anger you should have to chase, but manovegam, krodham, krodhavegam, jihvadaro upasthavegam, etan viganjo visahet dhira, sarvam apmam prathvi sashishet. You should all try to follow these things. Bako vegam, manasa krodha vegam. Pandarik can explain the meaning in a very short form. Sitting there.
In this first verse of Sri Upadesha, Rupa Goswami is telling us that we should very carefully try to control our senses. And he has given a very nice system that the urge of speech can be controlled by speaking Krishna Katha, because otherwise throughout the day we are talking so many things which are not related to bhakti but only mundane subject matters. And if we keep on indulging in such subject matters, talking, then we will lose our vital energy and time. And in addition, all these thoughts and all these talks will contaminate our mind. So one should not spend time in talking mundane subject matters, but instead they should talk about Krishna Katha. And the urge of mind should also be controlled. Throughout the day, 24 hours, within our sleep also, the mind is continuously dictating us so many things, so many ways to sense enjoyment, and so many ways to make so many plans in this material world, and always dragging us away from the devotees, from Krishna Katha, and from chanting. So this should be controlled. We should not listen to this uncontrolled mind. One who listens to the uncontrolled mind, then there is no hope for him that he can make even a little bit of progress in the path of devotional service. Then krodhaveg, when krodhavegam, yes, the anger should also be controlled. Why? Because when we are angry, then what happens? All the austerities and all the penances and all the good qualities which we have attained after so much of hard endeavor, they all vanish in no time. They go away, and in addition, we become for we don't know how long period of time. So it's very important that we should control our anger also. Then, jihva vegam, the urge of tongue. This is divided into two parts. One, the desire to taste so many wonderful things, and again, as covered in Vachavek, to speak so many things. So the desire to taste can be curbed by tasting Mahaprasad. Whatever we should eat, first of all, it should be in the mode of goodness. We should not eat whatever is prohibited, like meat, onion, garlics, liquor, etc., etc. But we should take only that foodstuff which has been properly offered to the Lord. And then we should accept that. And that also we should take just to maintain our life. Because in the next instruction is telling udaro vegam. And in udaro veg means that we should not fill up our belly to the full. Because if we fill our belly to the full, then what will happen? Laziness, dizziness, so many diseases and problems. And then we will not be able to maintain our health properly. And then we cannot do bhajan. So it's very important that we should take proper amount of food, that much which is required for the body to maintain. And upasthavegam, the urge of genitals. And this is very important, because if one is not trying to control his urge of genitals, then there is no way he can make any progress on path of devotional service. So those who are renunciates, who have taken to the celibate life commitment as brahmacharis or sannyasis, they are not supposed to have any connection with women at all. And those who are married, they should have only connection with their wife or husband respectively, and that too only for the procreation of a Krishna conscious child, not otherwise. So this is the instructions of first verse of Sri Upadesha.
This is very all these instructions are for family persons, worldly persons, not for those who are renounced, because they should give up their homes, or being very strong devotees, giving up all worldly desires. Very strong. Then they should come in this Kshatriya life. Otherwise they should be in householder life. So it is all for householder life devotees. But it will be in highest way in renounced order persons. Those who have left, those who have become nastic brahmachari, those who have taken sannyas for them, all this quite will be in high way. Before giving up their homes, they should be like this and then this. Otherwise they will have to again return, surely. Then second is that, अत्याहार प्रजाश्य प्रजल पौण्यमाग्रह जनसंघस्य लौलंश षड्वर भक्ति विनश्य गोविंद भक्त
ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य गणाञ्जनाशलाकया चाक्षुर्मितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः आचारप्रयासश्च प्रजापो नियमः
मै ओल्ड रिलेटिव्स् आर् नाट् प्योर् डिवोटीस् हौ वि शुड् डील् वित् देम् Should we insult them? Disobeying them? What should we do? What should we do? You should not have any link of paramarthic. Paramarthic, you know? In worldly connection, if something is necessary, you can give them respect, like Prahlad Maharaj gave respect to his father, not insulting. But if he will tell that you should not chant, then we can disobey him. In this way. But not in him, not like this. Always like Prahlad Maharaj, like others. You can have some link for worldly things, but not so much connection with them. Or do pranam from far away, or you can serve them, but you should not discuss all this or transcendental Harikatha with them. If any devotee does not know mantra, how we should offer bhogs to Thakurji, and he brings some offerings and gifts in front of Thakurji, no proper mantra he knows, he can tell, oh, namo mahabhadanyaya, namo brahmanya devaya, and all. What should we do? What should we do? Oh, he has a tendency that, and some idea that if he will keep there, and by this mantra he will take. He is an ignorant person. Even, we should not
criticize.
Never. It is not blood, flesh or anything. When he will come in any high class of association, he will change his view and in proper way. because he is Kanishta Adhikari. So we should try to always
encourage.
Hmm? Always encourage. We know that this devotee is not pure and he is dancing and singing. That all should praise me. Oh, very good, thank you. Oh, very good singing and dancing. Oh, you should dance like this. No, we know that it is not correct. Even we can do. I know that this person, fellow is chasty. He is not pure devotee. Oh, you should. Oh, you are singing this very with melody and I want to hear yours. Oh, you should too. And very politely something correcting. Encouraging and correcting also by his music. And then he will give his sangha what? Dadati pratigrihnati guhyam makhyati pichyati bhunte bhojyate chaiva sarvidham pratilakshan. What is this? You? Very brief.
ददाति प्रतिगृह्णाति गुज्जम आख्याति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भय
वेरी मच थैंक यू धन्यवाद श्लोक डोंट क्रिटिसाइज एनी वैष्णव इवन